Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Why is it trending? It's the top news stories trending, and why? Raven, today it's all about ducks. Poor ducks.
What happened with ducks?
You ever have a battle with your home's HOA? One sweet woman, well, actually, it's an elderly couple, is about to lose their home because of it. They live in a community with an HOA, and for 10 years, they fed the ducks that lived in the pond across from their unit.
Oh, thought of them like their own little duck babies is what I'm guessing there.
Yeah.
That's what I feed them, yellow corn. We just watch them, and they're just beautiful.
They love their ducks.
Yeah.
They feed them yellow corn all the time.
Okay.
All right. So for 10 years, they fed these ducks. Now, new neighbors moved in next door.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the new neighbors. And what do the neighbors do? They complain to the HOA that all these ducks keep coming over. Okay. So what did the couple do when the HOA started sending them letters saying they had to stop feeding the ducks?
Actually, I tried. I went 3 whole days of not trying to feed, just stay away from the ducks.
Oh.
But they started coming across the street from the waterway and into my yard and basically crying.
They're crying.
Yeah,
they're
ducks. Well, they know where she is. I mean, that's
right.
The thing is they pay attention. If the food is easy, that's where they're going to go. That's why they tell you don't feed wildlife, right? Because these things happen and now they're dependent upon you. These are our duck babies.
So now the HOA takes it to the next level.
Mm.
The letters stop warning them and they slap them with a $250,000 lawsuit.
Yeah,
here she is describing the HOA.
A lot of very hateful type people that do not like ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I just love them.
Yes, 100%.
I mean, I feel for you, Grandma. And I love the fact that you're out there doing something that you enjoy when you're retired. These are all her adopted duck babies, Anna.
100%.
But, you know, at the same time, if you step out of your house every day and you're stepping into duck poo, that ain't going to be fun either.
Well, these reporters said that they went and the neighborhood looked fine and clean. And it looks like the ducks weren't taking over. Wasn't a mutiny.
Mm-hmm.
And now they put the house on the market and they're basically forcing them out.
Yeah.
And this poor elderly woman only has one concern.
It hurts. It just hurts. You know, I've been loving these same ducks for years. And if there's any way I can grab a couple of them and take them with me, I will.
What?
I believe her.
Whenever I hear the HOA, though, I just get like a just hateful people are on the HOA. And maybe I've just had bad experiences myself.
Yeah.
But I've never had a good experience with an HOA.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you live in any neighborhood that's got an HOA long enough, you're going to either have some sort of problem yourself or somebody else that you know in the neighborhood is going to have an issue too. Nobody likes to live under somebody else's rules.
Oh,
I mean, that is the long and short of it is, don't tell me what to do in my own space, especially given the fact that fees are so exorbitant now. I mean, you're in an HOA. You could probably pay in $400 a month at least.
Oh my!
If you got a pool, forget it. You're $400 a month at least at this point. And then people are giving you hassle. Don't fly this flag. Don't feed these ducks. Don't park in this space. Yeah.
I once got a $35 fine because I left my back light on my deck by accident overnight. Can you imagine?
That's some nonsense.
Can
right
you believe
there.
It? All I wanted to do at one point was I wanted to plant some trees to give like my back deck some privacy.
Yeah.
I was gonna pay for it, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that they called a special meeting and rejected my trees?
They had to vote on you.
Oh, I'm with her. Take the ducks. Take the ducks with you and leave.
Try and grab a couple. Get them in the car.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Everybody's got that thing that drives them nuts. Here's your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Hey, Nathaniel, that's all I need to know about you. What's up?
So, if you don't, if you get a drink for one of your friends, but you don't get another drink for your other friend, that's all I need to know about you.
You're right. That's cold.
it's mean. It's like when you open up like a package of M&Ms and then you ask like the person next to you, you want a few, and then you don't look to the left to your other friend. It's because they don't like you that much.
Let me give you another example. Mm-hmm. I invite you over my house. You and my other invited friend are walking up to the door yourselves together. I open the door and hold the door for the other person, and I close the door in front of you.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's mean.
Right. You're 100% right.
Frank, what's going on? That's all I need to know about you.
Look, if all you want to do is talk about craft beers, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, everybody knows some of these guys. You run into those guys, and they're talking to you about what they're drinking tonight, whether it's a stout or some sort of ale or something like that. If you start talking to me about oak tones and you're talking to me about a beer, I'm asleep. What are we doing here?
I will say that I know a guy who started a podcast, and all they talk about is craft beer and hip-hop. And it's kind of fascinating, to be honest.
Oh, man. What are the tones of that? Are they oaky? Are they earthy? Shut up.
And then they compare it to Biggie. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Andrea, that's all I need to know about you.
If you put dirty dishes in the clean dishwasher, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, you need a magnet. Who does that? Doesn't everybody have the magnet that, like, on one side it says clean, on one side it says dirty, and then you flip it based on whether or not you ran it or not?
Wait, what's that, 1986? Mine has a light on it. It just says whether or not you ran it. And then once it's ran, like, just unload it. Once you unload the thing, this is no longer a problem.
Yeah, but what if you unload it the next day?
Why would you unload it? What are you, heathens?
Yes. Some weeks, we don't unload the dishwasher for days.
What?
Yeah, so when you unload it, then you flip it to dirty, and then people keep putting it in. We don't run our dishwasher every day.
Oh, I see what you're doing here. You guys don't actually ever want to put the dishes away.
No.
Martin, it's Anna and Raven. All I need to know about you. What do you got?
So if you leave the lights on, like, all around the house, that's pretty much all I need to know about you.
I am the one who actually leaves the lights on in my house. I abuse that bill. You know, and my wife, she normally doesn't notice it all until she's, like, looking at the bill. And then all of a sudden, for the next, like, I don't know, month or so, she'll be walking behind me and turning off light switches. Listen, if I'm walking in and out every 2 seconds, what's the point of turning the thing off? Just leave it on for a minute. What's all these super efficient bulbs we saved for and got, right? Why bother?
1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
For most people, their diary or journal is a private space. That's not really the way we do it around here with Anna.
Deep, dark thoughts or a sounding board for the typically insane mom? Most people keep their diary to themselves.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Not Anna Zapp.
Dear Diary, they should call family beach vacations what they are: parenting hell in a different expensive location. The word vacation means relaxation, fun, but am I the only one that finds it incredibly stressful? How about the road trip? Hours in the car when you're trapped and all you hear is, I'm bored, I have to go potty. Meanwhile, we just left like 13 minutes ago. I need a snack. How much longer? I left my lovey at home. Oh, that's funny, because I left my sanity at home. On this trip, my toddler shattered her iPad screen right before we left to come home. I don't know who cried harder, her or me. There's nothing like 14 hours of I Spy with My Little Eye. I Spy with My Little Eye, a middle-aged mother rocking back and forth repeatedly while shoving handfuls of chocolate-covered pretzels in her mouth while sitting in traffic. And the beach. In theory, it sounds like a dream come true. You envision gentle waves, a cool breeze, maybe even a sandcastle if you're feeling motivated. No, not on my family vacation. After a solid 76 minutes of sunscreen application, my older daughter starts screaming that the sand is burning her feet and she already got stung by a jellyfish. Meanwhile, my toddler runs towards the massive waves with zero fear, and despite my shrieks and yelling not to go in further, she's like Moana. And there is no holding her back. There's no joyful playing in the waves when they're so hard I have a wardrobe malfunction and half the population of Myrtle Beach sees what my miracle suit is trying to hide. And how is it possible that when your toddler finally gets out of the water, they have a sand patty the size of a double Whopper in their bathing suit bottoms? How did you even function with all that sand in your butt? And as you're gasping for air while your toddler is trying to dive into the water, you look back at your smiling husband, who's sitting in his beach chair, waving, playing on his phone. He's having the best time. Oh, they're so helpful. And don't even get me started about mini golf. What deranged psychopath designed these courses?
Oh, I have an idea. Let's build golf courses for children that have water traps everywhere so they can lose their balls, cry, and then swing golf clubs at their siblings in anger. Completely logical. Yes, it is summer vacation time. So refinance your house so you can afford the gas to get your family to the destination. Load up the car to the point that you can't see out the back window and get ready to make some memories. Until next time, Diary, Anna. Without fail, every summer, somebody gets stung by a jellyfish. Have you ever gotten stung by a jellyfish before?
Yeah, it's unpleasant. It's not fun. It stings for a while. Yeah. You want to put it out. It's like a fire in your skin.
Yeah. We had a pontoon boat. We were out on it. And it's like all the kids are floating around and they're having the best time. And it's, and you know in the back of your mind, it's only a matter of time before somebody gets stung by a jellyfish. And this weekend, my daughter, my older daughter, Hayden, her number got called. She's like, you know, it's like,
yeah,
the screaming.
True.
And I'm like, what? And she's like, it's stinging me. I got stung by a jellyfish. And then it's like the beeline, everybody to the shore to get out. But what exactly is a jellyfish sting? Like, what happens? Here's the doctor person from the internet.
Jellyfish stings actually result from hundreds of tiny little nematocysts that get adhered to your skin from their tentacles.
Mm.
Once these are adhered to your skin, they can continually pump toxin through your skin.
Okay.
Nematocysts? All right, dude, making that up.
Nematocysts.
Yeah. All right, making that up. I mean, he said it like he had to slow down for it, like a speed bump, too. You're supposed to be the scientist, bro. This is your YouTube video. Practice the word before you say it.
Nematocysts.
He's still unsure about it. This video has been up for 6 months. He still does. He's not sure he said it right, but okay.
So what's the first thing that happens when somebody gets stung by a jellyfish, right? Mm-hmm. We get on the back on the pontoon and everybody crowds around to like see the sting. And every guy on the boat, from my husband to my nephews, volunteer to pee on her.
Oh, good.
Right? And she's like, I don't want anyone to pee on me.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, is that an urban myth that you're supposed to urinate? Well, it turns out, according to the doctor guy, he's got some thoughts.
And it's best to avoid some of these common myths.
I've heard people say, urinate on the jellyfish sting. Mm-hmm. Pour ammonia. And really, you want to avoid all of these interventions.
Who made that up? Because I feel like everybody knows that you're supposed to do that, and it's not a real thing.
Listen, if there's a fire, right, you just got to put it out.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, that thought process comes from. I mean, the rest of them, they're 11 years old. Mm-hmm. If it's your nieces and nephews, that's different. They don't know.
Including my 42-year-old husband.
Well, that's different.
Who was like, we'll go in the back of the boat where nobody could see.
Right.
She's just screaming. Like, no.
I'll just put out the fire for you.
So what are the three things you're supposed to do if you get stung by a jellyfish?
Gently remove the tentacles if they are still attached.
That's never happened before. Have you ever had the tentacles still attached?
No.
No, me neither.
I don't think so.
No.
Number two, remove the nematocysts that are in your skin.
Remove them with a firm piece of plastic, something like a credit card would work.
I didn't know that.
He said it twice different in the same conversation we're having right now. All right.
Nematocysts.
Yeah.
That's the first time. And the second time, the other guy said it different, and he still doesn't know what he's talking about.
More importantly, you're supposed to take a credit card and you're supposed to scrape it. I didn't know to do that. That's really good to know. And the third thing?
And third, immerse the sting in warm water and avoid cold.
Cold water, which is fresh, such as the showers at beaches, can encourage those nematocysts to pump a little more toxin into your skin.
I see your boy head working now. I know what you're thinking.
I mean, you know, body temperature.
No, I get it.
Good thing you're carrying your credit card on the pontoon boat. Good thing you were doing that.
I had it in my purse. I could have done that. I wish I would have known.
That's a purse on a pontoon boat.
Nematocysts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a liar.
There is nothing that draws more attention to you or your home than when the cops show up, right?
That's true. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are, what time of day it is. If there's a police car in front of your house, man, everybody just stops what they're doing and pays attention.
Right. You're not like, oh, look how nice. The cops are at the neighbor's house again. Yeah. You immediately like glue your face to the window to try to figure it out.
I don't even care if the lights are on. The lights don't have to be on. I mean, it's just everybody is just drawn to it. They're like, oh, I knew it. Right. Or, it's about time, or, oh, what's happening, or, oh, I hope nobody having a heart attack.
Yeah. I'd like to apologize to my local police department for having him come out to my house because I'm dumb. When you're away on vacation, I was away over the weekend, and, like, the Ring notifications go off. And my husband has it set, so he checks it all the time.
Sure.
And he sees my mom going, and I had forgot to skip my HelloFresh order. So it showed up, like, you know, like the food that I ordered and I forgot to skip
it's
it.
A bunch of food. You don't want to leave it there sitting on the doorstep.
100%. So I text my mom and my mom says she'll stop over, put it in the fridge, whatever. So she knows how to use our alarm and our codes and all that. But I guess when she left, she didn't pull the door closed all the way.
Mm.
So it triggered the alarm. But you know, like how the alarm has like that 60 second bumper thing. So it goes off for 60 seconds, but she leaves. Doesn't realize that she triggered the alarm.
Yeah.
And now the alarm's going off. And I have, you know, we're away. We have no idea what's going on. Now my phone rings and it's the alarm company because they're calling for the code.
Okay.
So what do? I voicemail check it. Like,
right.
I don't recognize the number. I'm on a boat.
That's right. I'm on vacation. See ya.
I have no problems in the whole entire world.
Peace out.
Next thing I know, Paul's like, babe. And I'm like, yeah, he's like looking at the Ring camera and there's like police swarming our house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. And now I'm like, talk to them through the Ring camera.
Yeah, good idea.
Right. So he's yelling at them. He's like, I think everything is fine. My mother-in-law was there. And they're completely ignoring the fact that his voice is coming out of a Ring camera. And I'm thinking what the neighbors must think right now. So we got it all straightened out, but man, you want to draw attention to yourself, have the cops show up for no reason at your home.
Well, a blaring alarm will do it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I mean, it's an inconvenient thing, right? Everybody sees it. I think the last time the police were at my house, my brother-in-law was dropping off his wife, my sister-in-law, for her bridal shower or something like that. And it was happening at my house. And he was in a company car. And I mean, he was literally there, you know, like the guy is only supposed to show up for like 2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
He comes in, delivers her, and like, you know, you're just supposed to say thank you, everybody, for being there. You know, maybe have one spritzer, get in your car and leave or whatever. And he's driving a company car and he's a bit of an anxious guy anyways. And he backed out of my driveway and hit the neighbor's car.
Oh.
And the cops had it. And because it was a company car, he couldn't just be like, oh, I got your information and all this stuff. He had to get like a police report, like an official thing. Oh. So they had to come to the house. And so they came out and, you know, it's one car. Now it's two cars, even though it's a small little thing. And everybody's freaking out about what it is and what's going on there. Because it's not the first time the police have been in my neighborhood.
Neighbors, like, they will come out of the woodwork when cops show up on the street. Like, neighbors you didn't even know live there.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, just start walking out. All of a sudden, they're doing their lawn. They're coming around.
I had nosy neighbors that they called the guy right across the street from me. So it was his daughter's, like, 12th birthday party or whatever. And they called the police on noise at, like, 7:30 because of the DJ. Like, what's up with that, man? Come on.
It always feels awkward when the police show up at your house, even if it's not for a bad reason, for whatever reason, because you know all the neighbors are looking out their windows trying to figure out what's going on.
If it's for a good reason, like you send a representative out front to be like, no, it's cool. It's cool. And then you like overly like thank the police as they leave the place. Like you make sure that you're seen outside appearing to be a friend with the police at that point.
Yeah. John, why did the police show up at your house?
I was a noise complaint. I was playing with the band. We were back in college. You know, this is a problem anytime you're playing with like a group of guys with big loud amps and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So the cops come by. It's 2:00 on a Saturday, which I feel is a very respectful time.
In the afternoon.
Loud music. In the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In the afternoon. PM. PM we're talking about.
Yeah, no.
So we're all playing, and I'm the only one facing the garage door. I see the garage door fly open. I see a bunch of uniforms out there. I stop playing. So cops are there, and they're being really cool. Now, there's a bunch of beers lying around on here. Not all of us are over the age of 21. But instead of getting mad, the cop points at my guitar player, goes, play Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix. My guitar player does it. Mm-hmm. Like, shouts out a bunch of requests, and after a little while, the cops are just, like, laughing, sitting down, asking requests of this guy. They eventually say, all right, you guys have to turn down. But then a week later, we get a call from a local bar, and they say, hey, Officer So-and-so said you guys are pretty good. You guys should come down. We'll pay you, like, $400.
Oh, wow.
We got money.
It's a nice
deal.
That's
pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You know who thought you were not great? Your neighbors who called at 2 o'clock
right.
on a Saturday.
That's right. That's right. But you know what? Our neighbors didn't pay us $400.
That's true.
It's so funny. People love to complain about the police, but they'll call them for the most nonsense, right?
Yeah.
Like a noise problem at 2 on a Saturday.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Why did the police show up at your house?
My mother, she passed. She had Alzheimer's, so she would wander a lot. And so we had several instances where we were looking for her, we couldn't find her, and then a cop car would pull up and they'd like picked her up wandering around the neighborhood. We're usually super relieved because that would mean that they had found my mom.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah.
You know what? It's so nice to get a call like that, which is kind of unexpected, right? You know, I mean, they're getting a bad rap lately, cops. Mm-hmm. And they do yeah. these regular things every day. Firefighters and cops, always the first ones to bail you out when you've done something stupid mm-hmm. or gotten yourself in trouble, right? When yep. you're in a ditch, who's coming to get you? It's going to be one of them.
Yep, absolutely.
It's going to be yeah. one of them. It's yeah. not always a bad thing when the cop car's out front of the house.
Yeah.
Lou, why were the cops at your house?
Oh, well, there was a huge noise. And my son was like, Dad, something's going on out there. And there was an accident. Just that horrible sound, you know. And there were like four cops, three different cars there trying to handle everything. And I don't know, seeing it from that point where it's like they're outside my house and they're helping me out, really, you know, and instead of me being in the car, being annoyed by it, but it kind of humbles you, you know, to see what these guys go through.
It's too bad they didn't knock on the door and be like, do you have any Ring footage, sir? I always want to be in the middle of an investigation, Anna.
Oh, I was. I had a very similar thing happen, but it wasn't an accident. It was the guy was drunk and it was like a car chase. The cops were chasing him and they've pulled over right in front of my house. So now me and my neighbor across the street are texting each other back and forth. We're both glued to the window watching the whole thing. They pull him out, do the sobriety test. Now the backup cops come. So now I've got like four cop cars on my street and like, you know, and then the husbands went out to go investigate.
Right,
you know?
Right. They got to have a conversation at the corner.
Exactly.
Right. Talk to the officers.
Pull up the footage because the guy was saying that the cops were being belligerent to him, which they weren't. We were watching the whole thing.
Right, you were glued.
It was a very, very crazy Sunday.
Yeah. Your adrenaline was running. You were a little bit sweaty. Very exciting.
Did you ever have the police show up at your house and you didn't even do anything wrong? They just showed up. It's not always for a bad reason. I had every neighbor looking at my house because I set my alarm off while we were on vacation and the cops showed up. When did the cops show up at your house and why? 1-800-330-9999. Russell.
The cops knocked on our door, my wife and I, and they said, we're coming in because we need your house to use it as a stakeout for a criminal that murdered people and broke into houses that's living in the next house down.
Shut your mouth.
Oh,
wait a minute
gosh.
With this craziness. Wait a minute.
Yep, and they came in, and they were at our windows for about 6 hours until a car pulled up across the street, and then cops came out of dumpsters in the woods in our house, and they ran out, and they yelled at these guys and they told them to get down on the ground and they literally had, the cops had Uzis and they held it to the guy's back of his head because they actually had broken into houses and killed people. And this is in our condominium duplex that we were renting in Florida.
Now, oh my gosh.
When you're there for 6 hours, right? Like, are you allowed to stay in the house? Like, are you just making eggs and breakfast like it's a normal Saturday morning or do you have to vacate?
No, we had to stay in the house and we had to actually hide some paraphernalia and stuff like that that was laying around the house.
Good.
Because we didn't know if they were going to bust us for things that was laying around
right,
the house.
Right,
right.
I mean, well, you know,
with that.
Arthritis, man. You're trying to treat your arthritis and cataracts. Like, that's fine. They're not there for that. They got Uzis. They're not there to bust you. That's amazing.
So when they ran out and tried to arrest the guy, I ran out too, thinking I was a hero and wanted to stand alongside of them. And a couple other guys literally told me to get back in the house, you idiot.
Right.
And then I had to go back in the house.
Can you imagine?
The murderers pull up, your dog's going nuts like it's UPS, like the whole stakeout is blown. Like, wow, that is something, man.
Samantha, what happened when the cops showed up at your house?
So there was a robbery in the area, and the dog sniffed out the scent all the way to our doorstep. And the cops came in, and it was just me and my mom and my sister, and they sniffed out our whole entire house and found absolutely nothing.
Man, it's too bad that you didn't go outside to, like, take out your trash, like, 3 or 4 days later and find a bank bag.
Right.
Woo!
Literally, I would have loved it.
Yeah.
But how terrifying for you, because you, like, literally have no idea
right?
what's going on, and you don't know what's going to happen.
I was 6 years old. My sister and I are 6 years apart. We're just sitting there in our room looking at them like, what the heck is going on?
And you still remember it to this day.
Yeah.
Right? That says a lot.
It stays with you.
Yeah, I still remember it.
Noah, why were the cops at your house?
I was having an argument with a roommate about the Wi-Fi to the entire house. And I guess he wasn't getting a good signal and I was and blah, blah, blah. So we ended up getting to an argument about it. He called the landlady. I called the police because the landlady had a key to the apartment, and she told us that she didn't have a key to it. Turns out that she's illegally subletting the apartment. So the cops asked the landlady to leave, that she was trespassing.
The landlady had to go. You and your roommate are now reunited in friendship, but still nobody has the idea as to why one person's password won't work and the other one's phone is hooked up.
Meanwhile, you just need to Google a recipe for dinner.
Man, your 20s, right? Housing in your 20s is always an interesting time.
Man, that subletting thing. Gosh, I don't miss renting. I don't know. I just think there's some places you don't go on a very first date. It's just awkward for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Things change, right? Mm-hmm. It depends on the scenario and the person.
Producer John, where did you take this fine lady on a first date?
Every Saturday, I host a Battle of the Bands at a local bar, and there's not a lot of days in the week. This takes up my Saturday, so I told her to come by the show. I don't see what was wrong with that.
But you're working. You're working, and what if she doesn't want loud, blaring music? That's not a first date.
All right, so point number two, I concede that was not the best idea. Point number one, though, I mean, listen, if hosting one of these things is just, hi, I'm me, they're them, listen to the music, and then I don't do anything for like an hour until this band is done playing. I felt like it worked.
I don't know, kind of rule of thumb, like first date, you shouldn't be getting paid to be there. Like, you know what I mean? You shouldn't have a beer tab to get you, you know, $20 worth of Coors Lights and, you know, $50 in your pocket there, and you get a free order of nuggets or whatever.
That's what
tenders, I'm saying. Because you're an adult.
Tenders, thank you very much. I could get her anything she wanted. It was great.
Hey, you want a Jager bomb? Thanks for coming out today. You want a Jager bomb? Just write down which band you're here to see, because they also get free beers based on that.
I don't know. I think when you're working an event, that should not be a first date. But where else did you go on a first date that it was just terrible? 1-800-330-9999. Emily?
So I was on this first date with a guy who played in the minor league baseball. And for the first date, he brought me to the batting cages. So it was really weird because, you know, I didn't know him at all. And it was basically like I was going to practice with him because he was definitely using it as like an opportunity to work on his skills. It was not fun.
Or he was trying to show off, one or the other.
Right. And he probably had a deal with the guy that works at the front counter, right? I mean, minor league baseball players, they're not making a whole lot. He was like, listen, can you sneak me out a couple dogs out the back? We'll be in good shape, bro.
Jan, worst date location. Where'd you go?
Oh, my God. I had a guy who took me to Medieval Times. That had to be the worst date. Who takes a girl to Medieval Times? I don't want to eat with my hands. I didn't even know I had to eat with my hands. It was so weird. So many kids around us. It wasn't romantic at all.
Was this like one of those shows where there was like jousting and whatnot, horses and people running around?
Yeah. It's just horrible. It was horrible. He was weird. That's it. It was the last date.
My husband and I took Hayden one time, but that's like fun and bits for us. Like, you know, at this point in our marriage, like we think that's entertaining, but I would think, as a first date, it is awkward. Did you see in the news that they're trying to unionize? They say that people are so obnoxious that they touch the queen, which I didn't know was a thing.
Don't touch the queen.
They mess around with the Falcons.
Oh!
I know. And they do all kinds of other disrespectful things, and they want to unionize against the people and get better wages.
You know what? I'm here for them. They have my support. I want to imagine a first date, though, and they come up and they like, you know, is it one of the ones where they make you part of the show? And they'd be like, avast, you lady, right? You're just trying to eat your chicken. Like, that seems awkward.
Instead of flowers, he brings you like a shield and a sword.
Right.
It was horrible.
Producer John brought a first date to a work event. That was his first date.
I mean, even worse is like he's there working. So, you know, he brought his car. So she probably met him there. So it's a first date. He's getting paid and she has to walk in on her own.
Where did you go that was a terrible first date? 1-800-330-9999.
Probably just hiking. Young woman suggested that we go for a hike. I said, okay, sure. But we went, and I'm like, this is not good at all. I mean, you know, we're walking through mud. We're walking through poison ivy. What are we doing here?
I'm guessing she's in better shape. This is the first thing that I'm guessing, number one. Number two, I get it, though. I mean, when you go on a hike, if you're not somebody who's doing hiking and you have a shared, you know, enjoyment of hiking, it's probably an awkward. One of you is going to, you're inevitably going to end up sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid you get lost in the woods. Now you just met. You're going to hate each other by the time that experience is over.
Guaranteed. She thought, I can literally run away if he's terrible. She just takes off running.
Maybe that's
direction.
What it was, right?
You never see her again. She had that whole wooded area figured out like a map.
You know what? You're looking at this wrong, buddy. All right? You know, it wasn't a great date, but she was awfully merciful. She got you out of the woods alive.
Yeah, barely.
Leah, what's the worst first date location?
Going to the movie theater. You're sitting there in silence
watching a movie, I mean, it's a complete distraction. You're not getting to know the person. I mean, especially if it's a first date, like you're just sitting next to each other awkwardly. I mean, are you even sharing popcorn at this point? You know, I don't know. Like, it's just super awkward. Don't do it, guys. Don't do it.
Everybody knows movies is third date, Anna. And then you do this move right here.
Oh, here we go. And then you put your arm around her shoulders. Yeah, I get it, Raven.
Oh, I was just stretching.
Nobody does that anymore. That's like a move from 1995.
I was just stretching.
Oh, it's so awkward. Do people still kiss in movie theaters? No, right? No. Ah. Melissa, worst first date location. Where'd you go?
It was a McDonald's. I thought that was just a meeting point, but no, the date was right there.
Well, maybe they were on a budget.
I love McDonald's. Paul and I ate a lot of fast food when we started dating. Of course, we were 20, so it was a little bit different than in college.
I never suggest it because my wife is so judgmental on it. But when she says to me, do you want Taco Bell? 2 weeks ago, she said to me, do you want Burger King?
Yes.
I was like, what? Who are you? I was so excited.
I don't know about you, but we never have it for dinner. We always have it for lunch. Paul will agree all the time to have it for lunch. But if I like try to say, why don't we just grab some Burger King for dinner? He looks at me like I'd grown a second head.
Well, you know what? I mean, if I eat it for dinner, I'm going to need another one 2 hours later.
Really?
Right? So I need a real dinner at night. I can understand that.
Worst date location. Where'd you go?
All right. So the worst first date, it was a restaurant. But the problem was, it was Valentine's Day. And we ended up going to the restaurant with her parents and her brothers.
Oh.
Oh, that's wacky right there. I mean, a first date, though, on Valentine's Day is a terrible idea. I mean, what a high amount of pressure that is. But no wonder she brought the entire family. She already thought you were a serial killer. What happened?
Well, she had already had plans and wanted to go out, and somehow I got invited, and I went. And funny enough, we ended up married.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that nice?
See?
So now you guys overpay for brunch every year on Valentine's Day as a nice remembrance. And you have to bring six people with you.
Exactly. Ah. It's a family affair.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Normally, every day, a couple joins us, let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. But this week, it's Siblings Week on the Couples Court, so it's all about brothers and sisters. Vanessa and Mark. Vanessa, let's start with you. What's going on?
I live with my brother Mark and his wife. We live in a beautiful house, and I live in their basement. And they have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old that I love. But I'm starting to feel like I'm being taken for granted because they usually leave me with the kids, and I think I deserve a little bit of credit, and I would like for them to give me either a stipend or, you know, reduction in my rent because I've been taking care of the kids a lot more often than I want to.
I see. All right, well, you do pay rent to live with them.
Yes, I do.
And Mark, what's your side of this?
Well, Vanessa's been doing us a favor for quite a while. You know, there are occasions where my wife is not able to bring the kids with her, and Vanessa watches them 2 or 3 times a week. I mean, it's been more on the 3 side recently than the 2, but this has been a longstanding thing, and it hasn't been any kind of issue. And, you know, we do charge Vanessa rent. I mean, it's a beautiful situation she has. We're giving her a family discount there. It has always been understood that that watching the children has been included in that. I think it's ridiculous that you know she wants compensation. I mean, if she's having some difficulty, she could just come to us. I'm not sure what you know, when we have to be all formal about it.
How many times a week do you ask Vanessa to watch the kids?
Well, now it's been 2 or 3, more tending toward the 3. I think the last couple weeks it's been 4 days. That's temporary. I mean, I hate that she, you know, feels like we're taking her for granted. I really would hope it's not that way.
So why wouldn't you know, pay her or give her a reduction in rent?
I mean, this is so legalistic. My gosh, she's paying less than the going rate in rent already. I mean, this is family. We try to take care of her. She should watch the kids out of love. It shouldn't be out of money.
One thing that jumps out at me is, I mean, you're talking about 3-4 times a week. Like, when is she supposed to have a life? When does Vanessa get to leave the house where she's always at the will as to whether or not your kids need to be watched? I understand what you're saying is, you know, do it out of love. But on the other hand, you also, in your conversation here, want a pat on the back for the modest rent that you offer her. You know, sometimes it's just the acknowledgement of what's going on there, right?
Sure.
Exactly.
And, you know, there was never the intention to trap her at home. This is time that she has said that it's available. So I don't
you know, it isn't like we're confining her to the house or anything.
All right, so the audience may agree with you, Mark. Vanessa should help out around the house, and if watching the kids is part of helping out around the house, that's what it is. She gets a good rate for where she lives. But they may see Vanessa's side, too, that babysitting her niece and nephew wasn't part of the deal when she decided to move into your basement, and there should be some compensation for that.
At the very least, you got to have boundaries, right? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's Siblings Week on Couples Court. It's all about brothers and sisters this week. And Mark and Vanessa have an issue. Vanessa lives with Mark, his wife, and their two children. Now, the problem is that they're constantly asking Vanessa to watch their kids. And Vanessa doesn't think it's fair because she doesn't get paid to watch her niece and her nephew.
Listen, implied that you're going to help us out when you can, when you move in, and implied that this is why we give you a good rent rate. That's one thing. But when it's 3-4 days a week, and admittedly it's been four more often than not recently, and you're not getting any notice, to me that's the biggest thing, Anna, right? They show up, they come home, and they say, you need to watch the kids. Whereas, okay, well wait, what if I had something else I had to get done today?
But Mark does say she gets a really cheap rent to live here because she's my sister, so helping out with the kids and watching her niece and her nephew is part of the deal. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Linda, who side are you on?
Well, I'm on her side, but I want to say I feel like they should pick a amount of hours per week, and anything over that, they pay her, an hourly rate. So whatever they want to decide, 15 hours a week, and after 15 hours, they pay her hourly.
You know, I don't think that's a terrible idea. I think the main thing is like, you just got to have days. I mean, everybody understands life is the way it is. So things are going to change and the kids will need somebody to watch them if you have something you have to handle. But when somebody shows up and says, oh, by the way, we need you to watch the kids tonight, and that happens multiple times, like, it just feels disrespectful.
She's not a live-in nanny, you know?
Right.
She's a family member.
Right. You have to treat her with some respect.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Couples Court. It's Siblings Week on the Couples Courts. All brothers and sisters are going to be joining us throughout the week. Mark and Vanessa, they're brother and sister. Now, Vanessa lives with Mark and his family, including their two children. And she's upset that, well, they take advantage of her and have her watch her niece and nephew all the time just because she happens to live in the same home.
Yeah, a favor is only a favor until it's leveraged to one person's side or the other, right? And the advantage is certainly going to Mark and his wife, if you look at it. They're not giving Vanessa any sort of notice. They're telling her, listen, we need you to watch the kids 4 times a week on average now at this point. And again, with no notice. How's she supposed to move her life around that?
But Mark says that he gives her a really cheap rent, and that's kind of part of the deal. You watch your niece and your nephew, and you live here pretty good for
everything,
a really good rate.
Everything has a limit.
Yeah.
Everything has a limit.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on?
Okay, I'm on the sister-in-law side. First of all, where is the sister going 2 or 4 times a week, to work or to the spa?
That would be a question. She's not even on the call.
Right.
She's not
I don't know. Here. I don't know, but you're right. She's guilty, right? She's the mom. Where is she? She's supposed to be home.
That's why it's Siblings Court all this week. It's brothers and sisters and sisters and sisters, not sister-in-laws.
Where is a sister going? Is she going to work? Where is she going?
We don't get follow-up questions, Nicole. Yeah. That's not how the thing works. You just call and cast a vote. That's all.
Okay. Well, my vote. It's for the sister that lives downstairs.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Break on that.
Hey, Nico, whose side are you on?
It's fair enough. I mean, I keep looking at it from different circumstances, and ever so often I see how Vanessa makes sense. She's watching the kids 3 to 4 days a week. She should also be at least getting her ducks into some rent. I mean, that's real work right there, 3-4 days a week with kids.
Right.
All right. Agreed.
Right.
Thank you. Mike, whose side are you on?
I'm on the sister's side. They should look into the price of daycare today. I have one son who goes to daycare 5 days a week, and it costs me $2,200 a month. So, they're really making out on her if she's watching the kids 3-4 days a week.
It's true. I am counting down the minutes until my youngest goes to kindergarten, so I can stop paying those those fees. It's a lot of money.
Right.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Vanessa, our audience agreed with you today. Mark, you're not listening to your sister. She feels like she's being taken advantage of. Something has to be resolved at this point.
Well, I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming. And I guess I can see it from her point of view that, you know, this is an extra burden. And we have been sort of, you know, maybe a little harsh with her. And you know, particularly in cases where we're asking for, you know, multiple days, we should pay her something. We should give her something. So I'll talk to her and we'll figure out what's fair.
Vanessa, you've got to be relieved. You're being heard now at this point.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy about it. Like, I love my brother. I love his family so much. And it took me so long to come out and you know, say something because I didn't want it to be weird. We live together. But, you know, it just got to the point that I didn't want to start having a grudge against his wife and him. And I'm just so happy, you know, we were able to talk about this.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck. And if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
$1,000. That'd be a great way to start your week. That's for sure.
Can't beat Raven is back. If you know your pop culture trivia and you think you can take Raven down to win all that cash, text CBR for Can't Beat Raven to 1-800-330-9999.
Can't Beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven cash jackpot is $1,000 thanks to Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. All right, Jen, you ready to play?
Yep.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Jen.
Thanks.
All right, Jen. Raven is walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number 1, Elon Musk is trying to get out of buying Twitter, saying they haven't supplied him the information he requested about all the bots. How many characters are allowed in a single tweet?
435.
Number 2, Chris Hemsworth says her brother Liam almost got the Marvel superhero role instead of him. Which superhero does he portray?
Flash.
Number 3, Prince George made his debut at Wimbledon and stole the show once again with his adorable facial expressions. He even got to hold the Wimbledon trophy. What fruit is on top of the Wimbledon trophy?
Strawberry.
Number 4, Shawn Mendes is postponing his tour to focus on his mental health. He recently broke up with what Fifth Harmony singer?
Camila Cabello.
Yes, I should say former Fifth Harmony singer. Number 5, there's a pilot episode for an animated Golden Girls series set in the year 3033, and Sophia is played by a robot. What was the name of the robot on the Jetsons?
Rosie.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Jen got 2 out of 5.
Oh, not too great, Jen. Let's see how I do. $1,000.
Number 1, Elon Musk is trying to get out of buying Twitter, saying they haven't supplied the information he requested about all the bots.
Mm.
How many characters are allowed in a single tweet?
Well, you get 280, right?
280 is right. Number 2, Chris Hemsworth says that his brother Liam almost got the Marvel superhero role instead of him. Which superhero does he portray?
He's Thor.
Yes. Number 3, Prince George made his debut at Wimbledon and stole the show once again with his adorable facial expressions. He even got to hold the Wimbledon trophy. What fruit is on top of the Wimbledon trophy?
Oh, I'll just take a guess and say apple?
Nope, pineapple.
Okay.
Number 4, Shawn Mendes is postponing his tour to focus on his mental health. He recently broke up with what former Fifth Harmony singer?
Camila Cabello.
Yes. And number 5, there's a pilot episode for an animated Golden Girls series set in the year 3033, and Sophia is played by a robot. What was the name of the robot on the Jetsons?
Rosie the Robot.
Yes. I'm sorry, Jen, he beat you 4-2 today. That'll get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay, great. This is Jen and I Can't Beat Raven.
Better luck next time, girl. Enjoy that shirt.
All right, another $100 in the jackpot. That means tomorrow, same time, you'll have your chance at $1,100.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.